I'm going to stay with this theme today because I'm seeing nuances. I'm seeing new light and I'm seeing wrinkles in this that I've known, but I've never quite seen it with this amount of clarity. And so I want to pass that on to you. This is important because it reflects on the sufficiency of Christ and the work of Christ. The Christian religion holds out immortality to you. This can be yours, like dangling a carrot. The carrot of what? Of what everyone wants. What does everyone want? Immortality. They hold that out. Immortality with God. This can be yours if the price is right. And yet 1 Corinthians 15:22 guarantees immortality for the entire human race simply by being born into the Adamic race. It's already done. They hold out peace with God. Isn't that what everybody wants? Would you like to have peace with God? Holding it out as something that needs to be jumped for, that needs to be worked for or believed for even at the minimum. And yet 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God has already made peace and he is now conciliated to the world. That's a fact. I and others bring people into a realization of that fact. Christianity, on the other hand, and this is a huge difference. They say that this cannot be yours. This is not yours unless you jump through this, and this hoop, the least of which is belief. I say it's already true because it was made and it is presently operating. It was made not by a human institution, but by God. They hold out justification to you. Who doesn't want to be considered righteous by God? And yet, Romans 5:18 describes how the human race is justified by the work of Christ who undoes the work of Adam. I keep saying this, the fate of humanity is wrapped up in two individuals, Adam and Christ. The rest of us stand by and watch. Oh, look, I'm in Adam, I'm condemned. Oh, look, now I'm in Christ, I'm justified. The human is a spectator in this. The Christian religion holds out God. How would you like to have God not reckon your sins to you? Because sin, they present sin as still being a barrier. And I'm going to touch on this barrier today. I'm going to touch on this wall of separation that God has removed in Christ, but that the Christian religion has reconstructed in order to make themselves a new priesthood. An indispensable agent, a go-between between you and God, but they have to artificially reconstruct this and make you believe that it exists, when in fact that wall, that barrier has already been destroyed by Christ Jesus. They hold out to you. How would you like God to not reckon your sins against you? Because again, sin is still the big barrier that they have to reconstruct. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God is not now counting the offenses of the world to them. Why? Because of what he accomplished through Christ, dying on the cross for the sins of the world. Four things I mentioned to you that are done, that now apply to all humanity, irrespective of belief. That's right, irrespective of belief. No one needs to believe for any of these things to actually be true. They're all true. Belief makes you aware that it's true. Oh, wow, I've been justified this whole time? Why didn't anybody tell me that? Because there's an entity that built a wall with several hoops in front of it that kept this from you. And you were repelled probably by the hypocrisy of them calling it grace. Well, if it's grace, why are all these hoops in front of this giant wall? Why are my sins still standing against me if Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of the world? They hold out immortality, They hold out peace with God like a carrot. They hold out justification. They hold out God not reckoning sins. And yet all these things have already been accomplished through Jesus Christ. And it hit me this morning that this religion, like Israel, this is an Israel thing, they want to make themselves into a priesthood. They want to be the agents between God and humanity. And that's what a priesthood is. A priesthood is a go-between entity. It's an agent that will negotiate for you to help you get on good footing and in good standing with God. Israel relished their role as a priesthood nation. God appointed them to be that, but that's changed. I'm going to talk about that. They didn't mind. They knew that the other nations were going to come to God. They knew that it was written about in the prophets that the nations would know the blessings of God, but it would come through them. They were the gateway because they were the priesthood, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, and that's legitimate in its time. But now is not the time. So that makes any building of any priesthood now out of time. Anachronistic. It's illicit. It's unnecessary. And it is a power play. Wanting to be that gateway between man and God. What? You want to be a gateway between man and God? If you want an intermediary, you have it in Christ. We have access with confidence to the Father. And all people need to know is to learn about that this has been done. And for people like me and you who are announcing it, we have to make people understand that Christianity has set itself up as an illicit priesthood that's out of time, out of phase with what God is doing now, because Israel is not now functioning as a priesthood nation. They won't function as a priesthood nation until Jesus Christ returns and sets up the kingdom on earth. Then for 1,000 years, they will be a priesthood nation. But for now, Romans chapter 11, Israel is in abeyance. Israel has been temporarily set aside. That's the situation now. And so any entity which would set itself up as a priesthood is illicit. It's not of God, relatively speaking. In the meantime, what has God done? I will read for you what God has done. Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse 13. Yet now in Christ Jesus, you who once are far off, are become near. By what agency? A priesthood? No, by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. 2 Corinthians perfectly corroborates this, where God has made peace through Christ. If you want an intermediary, you have it in Christ. Any other intermediary is an insult to the one intermediary. That is Christ, the one who made peace. For he is our peace, who makes both one and raises, R-A-Z-E-S, destroys, breaks down the central wall of the barrier, the enmity. That is the enmity that was existed between God and humanity. He destroyed that in his flesh by taking sin on in his flesh. And what happened when Jesus Christ did that, when he became sin? The veil of the temple rent in two. Because now God would dwell with humanity. Now God sees the world in a peaceful way. Now he sees the entire world through the second Adam, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, who has completely undone the curse of the first Adam. But hardly anybody knows about it. Why? Because an illegal organization that's on a power trip has erected the barrier that was destroyed. That's being described here in Ephesians as having been torn down. He tore down the central wall of the barrier, nullifying the law of precepts in decrees that he should be creating the two in himself into one new humanity, making peace, making peace. Destroyed the wall, the central barrier. All through Israel's history, it was all about God separating himself from humanity. He was a distant God, and he, in that state, in that early stage of revelation of himself, he created a priesthood nation, which was Israel. And we know that they failed. They could not do the law. They were unable to do the law. So God temporarily has set Israel aside. They're no longer a priesthood nation right now. They will be a priesthood nation again, but this time they'll be doing it right. They'll be doing it correctly. But that's not happening now, because right now we are in a new administration. Israel's temporarily on hold, Romans 11, 25. Callousness in part on Israel has come until the fullness of the nations may be entering in. Then God is going to save Israel. He's going to remove irreverence from Jacob, and Israel will be a priesthood nation once again. But for now, she's not. And for now, this is the message that God is conciliated with the world. He's made peace with the world. He has guaranteed immortality to every human being, 1 Corinthians 15:22 through Christ. He's at peace, 2 Corinthians 5:19, with the world. He has justified all humanity in the last Adam, Romans 5:18, and he is not reckoning the sins of humanity to them. None of this depends on belief, none of it. And yet we have this organization that likes this idea of priesthood, that likes the idea of being an intermediary, a go-between, likes being the agents, the arbiters, the ones you have to go through. And they have tried, and they have succeeded to a great extent of making themselves indispensable. Because if you don't come through this religion, you are lost forever. You are doomed for eternity. You will be tortured for eternity. Wow. Talk about not even Israel and their priesthood came up with that. But again, they've twisted the scriptures in order to make themselves indispensable. But it's a lie, it's a sham, it's a farce, it's a scam. And I'm exposing it, and Christ is exposing it. Paul is exposing it here in Ephesians 2, 13 through 17, through 18, telling us how this wall, this barrier between God and man has been taken down. And now God's goodness and his grace and his justification and his peace floods out to all humanity. You wouldn't know it. Why wouldn't you know it? Because this illicit organization has rebuilt the wall. They've rehung the curtains that separated humanity from God. And they've stood in that gap and said, you don't come to Christ except through us. Do you believe that? Except through us. They don't even make it through Christ, because it was through Christ they would be announcing this, that Christ has made peace, and it's a done deal, and it now is on the whole human race. But no, they don't tell you that. This can be yours, that's what they tell you. This can be yours. Justification can be yours. Immortality can be yours. It's possible. But you have to believe in accord with our formula. You have to come to our organization. We're the only ones that can get you this peace. They've taken it away from Christ and given it to themselves.